It's Dave and Fanula, weekdays from 3 to 6. Dave and Fanula.
Good to be here, lads. How are you?
Not too bad at all. For the last 2.5 years, you've been 3 to 6 2FM. We've been 3 to 6 iRadio. Ye have been dead to us. But it is nice to talk today.
Yeah, we're on the dole now.
Far from it. You're flat out.
We love the Midlands. Lads, no, look, thanks so much for having us on. Yeah, it's a funny one. We're only saying, I don't know if it's really sunk in yet that we have our afternoons back. And we're going to, well, this week now is mad because we're launching an album and running up to our festival. But as the summer goes on, we're hoping to take up golf and fly fishing and cow tipping and whatever. We're going to drive up around the V doing handbrake turns or something. We're going to find ways to spend our times.
Will you find time for the bog?
Oh, lads. My back is not going to be able for turning turf. I might manage a bit of foot and turf, but the turning now will catch me. I'd be caught.
No, turning's only a fool's game. Straight into foot. Like, you have nothing turning it, like.
So that's only old school stuff, that old turning turf, yeah.
I'd be more of a timber man now. Give me the woods any day. Give me an old pair of bad boots and a hard hat and a chainsaw and I'm at home now.
You've went over the ground of leaving 2FM 100 times since, but Johnny Smacks, has your mother settled down about paying the mortgage?
That money was just resting in our account, David.
My mother has just about settled down. Yeah, you know, because that's it. Like to the older generation, I guess, getting a big job like that would have been security and the whole lot. I don't think they realise how insecure that job is.
Yeah.
And can be. But she's just about settled down now. She's shining up the high heels for the weekend for pints in the field. So she's relaxed now. She's gotten over it. I've had to explain it to her several times. So if you think it's bad in interviews that we have to explain it, you try explaining it to a parent. That's even harder.
I can only imagine. Did you find the radio tougher than you expected it to be?
It was different. And as you know, like, but maybe people don't understand that you think there's different skills. You have to think in short links. You know, we're used to doing a podcast that's an hour long and you build up a recurring joke or something, you know, a theme. But to get in, deliver your point, try and be funny, and get out and get to the next song. And the little bits of maths you're always doing to the ads and being in time for the news. Jez, you were in the newsroom, used to kill us if we were late. you'd know we were late because the stinger would go, ba-dum, ba-dum, and she'd leave it like 2 seconds before going, and here's the news. Oh. Like, we knew that she was off with us, you know.
She'll be the one person happy that we're after leaving, lads, yeah.
And then other things would surprise you. I didn't realise how much crack it is talking to callers. Like, you probably see that too. Like, when people ring in, that makes a show. Because as the presenters, you're only kind of facilitating the crack, really. Like, you're not there doing 3 hours of stand-up comedy. It's all about bringing the people in.
Yeah, it's amazing for us on the podcast, you know, we do correspondence and people send us in stuff and then you pop the podcast out and it could be 2 weeks before someone comes back to you on, you know, their pint or something like that if you read out their correspondence. Whereas on the radio, you're chatting about something and then 10 seconds later, you've got a caller on who's going bananas about it. That was the real joy for us.
That's magic.
Making the listeners the heroes. And we loved every minute of it.
Small town heroes, big town heroes, big time heroes. Your album is out since Friday. Massive push to get it to number one. How would you describe this album?
It's class.
That's all you need to know.
New album is class. Out now. A fella wrote to us on Facebook saying, it's like Stacey's mom and the Saw Doctors got off with each other.
Exquisite.
So it's very Irish and lyrically it's funny, but the music is kind of Saw Doctors, but it's a bit punk rock as well. It's kind of Green Day, Blink-182 with a bit of trad mixed in. There's fiddles and tin whistles and banjos on the album as well. So it's all kind of party music. It's a big house party, pre-drinking music is where it comes into its own. When you're doing the makeup or having a few cans, getting ready to go out, this is the soundtrack. The song's about fighting, about riding, tipping around the town in an old Bora, bags of chips, GAA, talking to owl lads. That's the theme of the song. Because so you know yourselves, you're playing songs on the radio and they're talking like Cardi B is on about something. And I'm like, what? What are you talking about, Clack? I may as well be watching Star Wars trying to relate to this. So this is very Irish, very relatable, very country.
There's no
country music, it's country. Yeah.
You can't forget the romance as well, because obviously the love song that is Deli Girl, that ode to the beautiful woman behind the deli counter is fantastic.
Lads. The way she holds my rasher, she's some lasher. Like Seamus Heaney wouldn't do it, lads.
He wouldn't.
He wouldn't.
Be wasting time.
There should be a Nobel Prize coming down the line. I am interested to hear, though, is there any particular deli girl behaviour, like something that she might do to your rasher? that would make you fall out of love with her? What are the Delhi cardinal sins?
Oh, Johnny has a big request of any woman. He needs the fat cut off.
I need the fat cut off the rasher. And I love...
He's a high maintenance man, dude.
Yeah, I am. And I love when I walk in and they say, it's the usual. And then that's it. To me, they're as important to me as my wife. If they can get that. And if they don't charge extras. Do you know what I mean? Because I tricked the Delhi staff of Ireland. Giving away all my secrets here now. But I kind of half lie to the Delhi staff of Ireland. So when I go up and they're like, what do you want on your roll? I'd be like, oh, I'll just have... like chicken fillet there, and then they might stick in a bit of extra chicken fillet, right, maybe a half one or something like that, and then I'll be like, I'll just get a small bit of coleslaw as well, and I'll get cheese and lettuce. So I trick them. By the time I'm going out, it's like I have to carry it like a baby out the door.
He's got a Jack Russell under his arm.
I've got to tuck the roll in. So I think even an old wink or something like that, something good and friendly. We love the deli staff. They've been fueling the two Johnnies for years. So this is an ode to not just one deli girl, to everyone working in the delis of Ireland. They're the real heroes.
It's funny you say that. You could get the nicest role made for you, but if you don't get friendliness, it's going to taste a bit bitter.
If you don't get love with the role, lads, you may as well fire it out the window.
Give it to the dog.
Give it to the dog.
Give it to the Jack Russell. Give the Jack Russell to the Jack Russell.
Now, we love it, yeah. Should I keep people of Ireland going? They're up there with the nurses for me. We should all be out clapping for the deli staff as well, lads.
Changing lives, saving lives, deli workers, yeah. Not nurses.
Yeah. Well, both of them.
Okay. Have you had time to reflect on how far you've come? Because I'm thinking of you playing the B Park in Manor Hamilton in North Leitrim in December 2018 to play in St Anne's Park this weekend. And you've done it before with the podcast, the tour. Have you thought and reflected at all, lads?
Do you know, I've strangely thought about Manor Hamilton many's the time, because that's the longest journey I've ever had to drive home from a gig. It's 4.5 hours to get home. That's why Manor Hamilton always stays in my head. No, to be honest, we haven't had time to reflect on it, like, because we've always been moving on to the next thing, which is probably kind of why it works. It was like moving from one tour to doing a Vicar Street, then, you know, it was the Tree Arena, then it was St Anne's Park, and even the telly and stuff like that. We never get a chance because we're always moving on to something else. And anyway, I wouldn't enjoy going around patting ourselves on the back. I wouldn't like to be getting complacent like that.
But it's amazing that, like, that many people will pay the money. And, you know, going to Dublin for a day out, a lot of people have to get babysitters, have to get price of hotels in Dublin.
Outrageous.
Price of a pint is outrageous. Like, we can't thank people enough. We know it's a big thing to go up to Dublin. But the reason we're doing, like, one or two big shows instead of going around the country is to try and make that big spectacle. Like, we've got Craig David playing with us and Five. Like, if we were to do, you know, like we used to do, like, Tullamore and or, you know, the Bridge House and all. You can't get Craig David down to do the Bridge House.
He just won't do it. He won't pay.
He just won't,
do it, lads. He just won't do it. We asked him. So it is amazing when you look out. I can't wait on Saturday to look out and see 20,000 people singing along about chicken rolls and drinking pints, lads.
It
warms your heart and give you a horn all in one, lads.
That hit me the other day. We were rehearsing in the hotel in Care, you know, for the show. And then the manager of the hotel was like, have you some sort of a gig coming up? I said, oh, we've a gig Saturday. Where's that? I said, St. Anne's Park. Is that Dublin? I said, it is Dublin, yeah. He said, is there many going to that? I said, yeah, there's 20,000. And then it was only as I was walking out to the car, I was like, Jesus, 20,000 people coming to see us on Saturday in Dublin. It's wild. So you'll have times like that where you'll be pinching yourself going, oh my God, is this real?
But we're actually going to be farewell rehearsed this time, because we weren't on the radio all week. We're actually going to be good this time, I promise.
For once.
I was just saying, it goes from pints in a field then to the podcast tour and across the States, across Canada to Australia. I'm curious to know, have you actually bought wheelie suitcases, or are you just the lads who lob everything into the two gear bags and you're still going around with the gear bags for travelling?
Thank God, my missus bought us two suitcases a long time ago. So me and Johnny have been travelling around the world with these same two red suitcases for I don't know how long. They've taken all sorts of battering.
Yeah, some people buy air tags. I don't bother with that. You get the blue and gold Tipperary bunting around the handle. And it can't be lost. That's straight facts. You know, Dave. He knows.
I never packed my own bag either. I never packed my own bag for New Lally. No. Thank God my wife did that for me. Because I'd end up in America just going like, just only got two pairs of runners and a toothbrush. I thought I'd put a shot.
Do you need underpants in Australia? You do.
I think, yeah, they probably do maybe insist on them in some points. But the thing about underpants is, and everyone says it, you pack as if you're going to wet yourself four times a day. Like, you need the ratio of underwear to days you're away is actually disgraceful. Like,
depends on how much drinking you're doing. a couple of accidents.
28 pairs of underpants, yeah, for 4 days.
Exactly.
I do pack for myself as if I'm going to shit myself for 5 days in a row. Yes. But Johnny B, will you sort out Smacks? He's getting the fat cut off his rasher. He says high maintenance, but obviously he has no taste if he's getting rid of the fat. And he's not even packing for himself, like.
I know. Do you know what? As this interview goes on, I'm starting to think, wow, I've changed. I'm a sellout.
Has fame changed him? He's got the fat cut off his rasher. Who are you, man? Who are you?
You've changed, man.
I can't believe we're going to America now next Wednesday, is it? Mother of God. Yeah, so we're doing it. We'll go out in Dublin and we'll enjoy ourselves after the gig and then home to do a bit of recording and then straight onto the plane.
Yeah, it's been a hectic few weeks, in fairness. So I'm actually looking forward to getting onto the plane to sleep.
Yeah, exactly.
Just sleep the whole way to San Francisco. So here we go.
Has anyone come looking for the rights to the Catfish saga yet?
Yeah. We were with several meetings with Netflix and the BBC and all, but we didn't want to make it without the involvement of the Catfish herself.
Okay.
Because I thought it was unfair to tell it without her telling her side of the story, and she didn't want to be involved, so we said we'd leave it there.
Is there any, do you think it's dead in the water for her getting involved, or could it potentially come round?
Hey, who are we to guess her next move?
It'd be impossible to try and read that person's mind, to be fair.
It was a story that, like, captivated so many people. It went to, like, one of the most listened to podcasts up the charts in England and Australia and all over the place. So it was a mad story, and there's a lot that hasn't gone out as well that people don't know. And I think we eventually just thought, you know, we'll leave it there. You'd have no luck for pushing it any further.
Yeah, it was weird sitting on a Zoom call with the producer of the Tinder Swindler, and she's trying to get the rights off of the Catfish.
Trying to explain what GA is to her.
Was that? My God.
Yeah.
On a completely unrelated question, have you watched Baby Reindeer?
No, I haven't.
I haven't. I actually haven't watched it yet.
Oh, is it scary, is it?
Is it about, like, it's some, like, kind of crazy fan, really, is it?
There might be some parallels there between the two, but I'll say no more until you watch it yourselves.
Watch that. There you go. I'll be doing no sleeping on the plane now. I'll be stuck to the laptop.
So you have loads of time for watching.
Three to six now. We're just going to be watching it. And exactly. Listening to you, of course.
We're not enemies anymore. We can be friends.
Yeah, you exist in our world now after 2.5 years of pretending that you don't exist.
I've had rows over ye, lads.
The two Johnnies.
There's men that's tried to fight me in nightclub smoking areas over iRadio versus 2FM at 3 to 6. And I'm like, it's not that serious, like. Let's not come to blows.
Can't we all get along?
Can't we all get along? Gentlemen.
Everybody calm down.
Continued success to ye. Of course.
Thanks so much.
We can root for ye now for the album to go to number one. Available in Tesco's and online, wherever you want to get it.
Yeah, Golden Discs, all your regular music shops. Shop local, lads, if you can. And it's also in Tesco. Or you can download it on iTunes. You can listen to it on Spotify. We really appreciate it, lads.
Do you have a favourite song from the album?
I'm going to say Country Boys is my favourite at the moment, but that does change on the daily, because I am listening to it constantly on Spotify. Get those streams up, get it to number one.
Johnny B, any different than Country Boys?
Maybe the opening track, The Ga, The Ska and The Ra.
It's certainly an attention grabbing title, so I'm loving the lyricism, guys. Absolutely loving it.
Get him in. If you don't have their attention, get it.
On that note, lads, pleasure to talk. Continued success.
Dave Fanula, thanks a million, lads. Cheers.
Thanks, lads. Thanks a million.
Thanks, lads.
Hey! Dave and Fanula.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.